you gotta use me till I'm gone. I'm not a fallen angel, I just fell behind. I'm out of luck and I'm out of time. If you don't wanna love me, let me go. I'm running for the last train. I'm running for the last train home. Wanna know me, then you gotta know me through and through. And if you wanna hurt me, then you gotta hold me next to you. No matter how you work it, things go wrong. I put my heart where it don't belong. So if you're coming with me, yeah, let me know. Maybe you're the last train. Maybe you're the last train home. I'm on the last train running. I'm on the last train running. I surrender. I surrender. I'm on the last train of running. I'm on the last train of running. I surrender.
Good morning, weekend warriors, and welcome back to Dawn Patrol on 98.1 KZE. I'm your host, MK. This is a early morning music and advice show. I'll be with you till 7 a.m. this morning. I am one of you this morning. If you are up right now, I am awake too. I'm not here at KZE. I am very transparent about the fact that this voice is pre-recorded. But I'm actually up and driving up to the Adirondacks now, so I am listening to myself say this, and that's weird to think about. We're not going to think about that anymore. Dawn Patrol on KZE is brought to you by Jenkintown Motors Auto Repair and Maintenance, just off Route 9W in Highland, New York. Call Scott at 255-2500 and save 30% off an oil change on the Dollar Saver at WKZE.com. And also by the Kingston Farmers Market every Saturday in the County Courthouse parking lot uptown from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. KingstonFarmersMarket.org. Kicked off with some John Mayer. That was the ballad version of Last Train Home, the opener from his album Sob Rock. Great record. And we're going to get back into it. Vampire Weekend just put out a new record called Only God Was Above Us. That came out yesterday, Friday the 5th. We'll get to some listener advice in a little bit. Here's Vampire Weekend with the opening track from the new one called Pravda on KZE, Dawn Patrol.
I've watched the cherry blossoms bloom. I cannot wait here any longer. I'm leaving at the rising of the moon. I know what lies beneath Manhattan. I know who's buried in Grant's tomb. I wonder if they'll wait a while to clear away my crocodile. I'm leaving at the rising of the moon. Thank you.
To the Reverend Children singing, yeah, humming low as the garden river flows, while the August light becomes a golden evening, yeah. And I'll lead you down that road if you lose your way. Born to be a protector. Someday you're gonna shine on your own. I will be your projector. An apricot picked right off a given tree. I gave water to the soil and now it feeds me. Yeah. And there you are, shaded underneath it all. I feel proud of who I am because you need me. Road if you lose your way, born to be a protector. Even though I know someday you're gonna shine on your own, I will be a projector. And even though I know someday you're gonna shine on your own, I will be a projector. Projector, projector. I first saw your face in your father's gaze. There's a long line hands carrying your name. I'm lifting you up so you will be raised. Even though I know someday you're gonna shine on your own, I will be your projector. And even though I know someday you're gonna shine on your own, I will be your protector. I'm born to be a protector.
Listening to Dawn Patrol on 98.1 KZE, a music and advice show for the early morning weekend warriors. I'm your host, MK. We heard Beyonce from the new Cowboy Carter record that was Protector. Pretty Lights in there, and Vampire Weekend with another fresh one, Pravda. It's the opening track from their new release, Only God Was Above Us. We've got some listener advice request to fulfill coming up just around the bend after a word from our sponsors.
Hi, this is Scott from Jenkintown Motors. We are here to provide you with the highest level of safety and quality service with honest and clear communication. I want to personally thank you for choosing us to take care of your automotive needs.
Jenkintown Motors, auto repair and maintenance just off 9W in Highland, New York. Call Scott at 255-2500 and save 30% off an oil change on the Dollar Saver at 981KZE.com.
This is John.
And this is Cindy.
From North Elm Home.
In Millerton, New York. What I love is when customers come in for the first time and say how much they love the store and how they could actually live here.
It's always nice when a customer walks upstairs and they're surprised by the size of our bedding gallery. At any given moment, we'll have up to 20 to 25 sets of bedding, mattresses, and box springs on display by multiple vendors.
One of our strengths here at North Elm Home is our ability to do custom work. We work with a lot of companies that offer different fabrics and leathers. Also, many different sizes, different components for a sectional. We can really create the perfect sitting area for your room.
We'll offer advice, we'll offer consultation, and we'll offer full service interior design help.
It always puts a smile on our face when customers come in and look around and say, wow, we weren't expecting to find this in Millerton. And then to go on to say, this is one of the most beautiful furniture stores we've ever been in.
North Elm Home, furniture, accents, and mattresses on North Elm Avenue in Millerton. NorthElmHome.com.
Hi, this is David.
And Sarah.
From Hudson Valley Goldsmith and New Paltz.
David and I are inviting you to our annual sale to make room for new pieces that we're making and room for new jewelry designers that we're featuring.
So if you've been waiting to own that special ring, necklace, bracelet, or earrings, this is your best opportunity. This is our only sale of the year, and everything in the store will be 50% off.
It's 5 days only, this Tuesday through Saturday, April 9th to the 13th, and the first 3 days are by appointment only. So visit us at HudsonValleyGoldsmith.com. We'll also have giveaways, champagne, cookies, and sweets. And of course, savings and huge discounts on the most beautiful jewelry.
It's Hudson Valley Goldsmith's only sale of the year. 50% off everything on display, with some pieces priced below cost. 5 days only, Tuesday, April 9th through Saturday the 13th at Hudson Valley Goldsmith, 71 Main Street in New Paltz. The first 3 days are by appointment only. More details at HudsonValleyGoldsmith.com.
You're listening to Dawn Patrol on 98.1 KZE. This is MK with you. And it's time to get down to the advice portion of our program. Every week I take listener emails with requests for advice, looking for help with some of their life problems. I would love to take yours too. Email me at mk@wkze.com. You can also send me other stuff if you got like a cool story you want me to tell, or just a topic you'd like to hear me chit-chat about on a Saturday morning. Feel free to do that too. Let's get into it. This week's question comes from Workwife. Workwife says, Dear MK, I need some help figuring out how to help my coworker, who's also a good friend. He's taken on a management role at our workplace, an independent food and beverage spot. He's a career restaurant worker and usually loves his work, but since transitioning to management, he's been seriously stressed and unhappy. I know he's making good money in this role and is afraid to give it up for that reason, but it's clearly affecting his mental health. He's overworking himself, struggling to work harmoniously with the business owner, and doesn't want to listen to other coworkers' offers to share the load by taking on some of his responsibilities. We all care about him and the business. Any thoughts on what to say to him that could help? From WorkWife. Great question. Thank you so much. Sorry that you and your coworkers and this guy in particular are dealing with this. We will, I'll think about it, and we'll talk about it after this next set of music. Some Cocteau Twins, Carolyn's Fingers on KZE Dawn Patrol.
Ever be the same? Stress, but I'm not like that
You got Dawn Patrol on 98.1 KZE. That was Ariana Grande from the new one, Eternal Sunshine, Imperfect for You. I think that's my favorite track on the new record. Flume before that featuring Beck, Tiny Cities, and Cocteau Twins up top. All right, it's time for some life advice. So our listener today at WorkWife wrote in with a question about helping out her coworker. He's also a good friend of hers. He's really unhappy in the management role he's taken on, and it sounds like he's not listening to any other folks' offers to help out in any way. So I think that's kind of where you need to start. I think, you know, you can never make anybody do anything they don't want to do. That's what all of these questions will always come down to whenever it's about, like, how do I help this person do something, or how do I convince this person to do something, or how do I change this person's behavior? You truly can't, and that's always going to be frustrating, right? Because we can see from an outside perspective things that the person who's in the problem can't see. And, you know, maybe you can look at this situation and see, you know, hey, all he needs to do is, you know, accept this one person's offer to take on this responsibility, or, you know, change this way of doing this other thing. But, you know, you can tell him that all day and he may not hear you. And I have been that person who is not hearing other people's good advice. And I have been on the other side of it as well. We've all been there. We've all been on both sides. So I know that I'm not telling you anything you don't know. So I'm not going to tell you that there's magic words that are going to make him listen. I think what you have to do is just really be there for him in any way you can, in any way he's willing to let you be there for him. If he's not willing to let you be there for him by taking on some of his responsibilities, if he's not willing to let you be there yet in a very tangible way that affects the workflow, then I think you need to try to be there for him emotionally. You say you're good friends with him as well. I think, you know, approach it not even talking about work. Hey, let's go out. Let's get a coffee. Let's get a drink. Whatever's good for you guys. Let's talk about what's going on in your life. And don't even bring up work unless he does. Let him talk, but just be there for him. Just be a really good, active listener. Try to talk about other stuff going on in his life. Maybe there's other stuff that's affecting how this work stuff is affecting him. You know, maybe there's an underlying source of stress. And sometimes all people need is somebody to listen. And of course, I'm not saying that's going to solve the whole problem, but I think it's a good place to start, WorkWife. Love the name, by the way. I think it's a good place to start. So I'm going to think about it a little more, and we'll touch on it again after this next set of music here on Dawn Patrol 98.1 KZE. If you'd like me to try to help you with anything going on in your life, mk@wkze.com. I've been looking for this one. I knew there was a song on the Meet Joe Black soundtrack that I just loved, and I finally dug a little deeper and found it. Here's Thomas Newman was the composer on this movie. We've got a little Thomas Newman rock block here. This one's called Walk Away.
Thank you.
Patrol 98.1 KZE back-to-back from Thomas Newman, the great film composer. Did a lot of those like 90s Oscar bait tearjerkers, but I'm a sucker for that stuff. I genuinely love his compositions. That was the main theme from Angels in America, a wonderful HBO miniseries. And Walk Away, that was from Meet Joe Black, that soundtrack. This is a listener advice and morning wake-up music show on KZE, and we are talking to somebody who is trying to help their coworker who's really, really unhappy in his new management position. And my first suggestion was just to not ask him about work, take him out, sit him down, do something with him, because you do say this person's a good friend too, so this seems like it wouldn't be beyond the scope of what you'd be comfortable doing. Just be there for him, listen to him. Don't even ask about work. Don't even bring up the work stuff because it sounds like he might get on the defensive a little bit. Just let him experience a safe space to talk about whatever else is on his mind. And I think by creating that trust and creating that safe space for him, you might start to see him trust a little bit more in the specific ways professionally that you're hoping that he will. You know, you say there's somebody, there's coworkers who want to share the load, take on some responsibilities, and he hasn't really been open to that. Maybe the answer is to build those relationships and see if that changes. Because again, you can't make him do anything. And I feel like I'm not giving you great advice today because I'm basically like, well, there's nothing you can do. But I think, you know, ultimately what this comes down to is your friend is stressed, he's unhappy, he feels stuck in a position that maybe he doesn't feel he's right for. You know, you say he is a career restaurant worker, usually loves his work, but it's since taking on this management role that he's been really unhappy. So, you know, I bet there's some imposter syndrome going on here where he's a little bit outside of his usual comfort zone and he's feeling overwhelmed, and I bet he can do it, you know? And I bet you think he can too. And maybe ultimately this isn't going to be right for him. And if that's what it is, then you can be there for him too as he comes to that conclusion. But ultimately what this comes down to is this is a friend who is going through it mental health wise. And the best advice I can give you is just to help however he will let you help. And don't make it about work. Don't make it about, hey man, why aren't you sharing the load? Just make it about him and whatever he needs. And hopefully things will improve from there. And again, I'm sorry. I feel like I didn't help you that much, but I did my best, and I hope it helps a little bit. We are back with more Dawn Patrol music just around the bend.
What do Helen Keller, Dylan Thomas, and the Museum of Modern Art have in common? These are just a few of the fascinating subjects of American photographer Rolly McKenna. Hello, I'm Jessica Breyer, curator of photography at the Francis Lehman Loeb Art Center at Vassar College in Poughkeepsie. I invite you to visit our current exhibition, Making a Life in Photography, Rolly McKenna, to discover the fascinating world of this important yet under-recognized photographer. Featuring more than 100 of McKenna's photographs, including portraits, architectural photography, and documentary work, this is the first ever survey of her career. The Loeb Art Center is open every day from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., except Monday. We stay open late on Thursday evenings. For more information, visit vassar.edu/THELOEB. That's vassar.edu/theLoeb.
This is Lorraine from the Kingston Farmers Market. Join us every other Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Old Dutch Church through April 20th to support your local farmers, bakers, musicians, and more. The Kingston Farmers Market has been promoting healthier living and stronger communities for over 20 years. That's every other Saturday from 10 to 2 in the Old Dutch Church. Follow us on Instagram at Kingston Farmers Market or visit our website at kingstonfarmersmarket.org.
Dawn Patrol 98.1 KZE, early morning music and advice show. Send me your advice, questions, or discussion topics to mk@wkze.com. Thanks to this week's listener featured listener. Let's get back into the music. I love this Dave Grusin record, Nightlines. This is the title track, Dawn Patrol. 98.1 KZE. This has been Dawn Patrol, your early morning Saturday wake-up show. This has been your host, MK. Thank you for tuning in. Dawn Patrol on KZE is brought to you by Jenkinstown Motors, auto repair and maintenance just off Route 9W in Highland, New York. Save 30% off an oil change on the Dollar Saver at WKZE.com. And by the Kingston Farmers Market, every Saturday in the County Courthouse parking lot uptown from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., KingstonFarmersMarket.org. You can send me your advice questions to mk@wkze.com. Also taking just discussion topics as well. And Bluegrass Review is up next, just around the bend after this last song. I'm going to end on one that goes out to my mom. She's probably not listening, but she'll get it if she is. Cincinnati Pops Orchestra with the Big Country main theme, 98.1 KZE. Have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
Thank you.